What is up, guys? What is up? You are listening to the Entertainment Block, woo, on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I am your host, as always, Tall the Giant. Great to be back. It's been 2 weeks since I've returned. And oh boy, what a week and 2 weeks it has been for your boy Tall. So, last show I promised that I would go see the movie Us by Jordan Peele, and I did. I actually did. I actually stuck through my plan, and I went to go see Us by Jordan Peele. And let me tell you guys, it's not bad. It's kind of bad, but it's not that bad. Let's just say, you know, it's a little confusing, you know, when you see it at first glance, because, you know, you have no idea what's going on. You have no clue where the story is taking you, but it does answer a few questions. It does answer a few questions, and it actually leaves you a few questions after the movie. Like, you start to think and wonder, how did that happen? What will happen now? Where is it going? You know, will there be a sequel? Doubt it. I don't know. What would they call the sequel to Us? Them or something? I don't know. It's your choice. But it was a good movie, nonetheless. It was a good movie. I also have plans to go see Pet Sematary and Shazam next week. So that I am very excited for. And I just bought my tickets. Just bought my tickets for Avengers Endgame, coming out April 26th. Now let me tell you, I've never been more stressed out buying tickets for a movie than I have ever been just a few days ago buying Avengers Endgame. Let me tell you, I woke up at 8:30 on YouTube a half an hour ago on that day. I think what day did I purchase the tickets? I think it was Monday. No, it wasn't Monday. It was Tuesday. I purchased them yesterday, of course, yesterday. So Tuesday, I purchased the tickets. But I found out a half an hour after they uploaded a clip saying that the tickets were on sale. So I immediately went to online Avengers Endgame tickets. See, my girlfriend and I and a few of my buddies were going to go see the movie Thursday, you know, like a midnight release, but at 10 o'clock at night. And I had to get the tickets before they got sold out. So, of course, you know, there's like Movie Select, AMC Theaters, Atom Ticket, and Fandango. Those are the four options you can buy the tickets. Movie Select is not working. Atom's tickets cannot show me the seating selections. AMC was always crashing. And Fandango, I mean, I had to wait an hour and a half to 2 hours just to buy my tickets. So, you know, I'm watching Pineapple Express on Netflix. I've never seen the film. It's a great film. Totally recommend it. And I'm just waiting for, the Fandango to let me go buy the tickets. Finally, my turn comes. Like, I'm excited. I'm ready to buy the tickets. And nothing's working. Nothing's working. I select a date. I select the time. I select different times. It's different theaters. Nothing is working. They say they can't show you those movie times right now. What the heck? What do you mean you can't show me those movie times right now? I need to buy the tickets before they're all sold out. I couldn't believe it. I was so upset. And I finally realized what happened. So I didn't read any articles about this. Maybe I'm wrong. I don't know. But in my theory, I think so many people went to go on Fandango and, you know, everybody went to go on AMC. AME like crashed or something. American Movie Entertainment. Yeah, I think AME kind of like crashed. And we couldn't really buy tickets then because, you know, it wasn't working at that moment. So, what I did, I went to this new, movie company called Deluxe, I think. D-E-L-U-X. I think that's what they're called. They have two movie theaters in Massachusetts, as far as I saw. One in Dedham, Massachusetts, and one in Chestnut Hill. So I live kind of close to Dedham, like a 15-minute, maybe less than drive. And I bought four tickets, no assigned seating, to the Avengers movie at 10 o'clock on April 25th. That's a Thursday. I want to make sure I go see the movie before I see any spoilers the next day, because you know, social media, people be posting, oh, you know, Ant-Man killed Thanos by going up his butthole and, you know, increasing size, which was not going to happen. That's not going to, I don't know why everybody thinks that's going to happen. I mean, that's kind of gross if you ask me. I mean, come on, guys. Let's all be mature people, okay? That's not going to happen. And that's gross. I mean, if Ant-Man really did that, that's kind of, I don't know, actually. It is kind of smart because, like, Thanos, you know, does have a butt and he can't be protected everywhere. But then, you know, I don't know, man. You just start to think like that and that's just gross. Why would somebody... I wouldn't want to defeat an enemy going up somebody's anal cavity or whatever, you know, and even thinking about that, that's just not in good taste. I don't know. But yeah, that's so far the movie stuff that is going to happen. I don't know. Well, April's going to be a really good month. I'm telling you, a really good month. Game of Thrones coming in on April 14th. I'm making sure I have no work on Sundays just to watch the season finale, the series finale. It's going to be great. One Punch Man Season 2. If you don't like anime, you should totally watch One Punch Man. That's the best anime ever made. People will argue with me on that, but I think it's just really good. I don't know, though. The second season, though, of One Punch Man is supposed to be coming out this month. It's not looking as good animation-wise. It looks kind of stale. They have a new studio. They had a new studio directing Season 2 of One Punch Man, and the animation looks kind of stale. It looks like they have a character like in a JPEG form, and they're just dragging him through like special effects they added in. It looks really crappy. But again, I'm still going to check that out. I got to finish Mob Psycho, though. I've been kind of laid back on that anime series, so definitely things to check out. There was a rapper that also sadly passed away. I am a piece of crap. I don't remember what the rapper name is. Let me just look that up quickly. I think he died he got shot somewhere in California. Again, you know, I haven't really kept up to date with my celebrity, you know, who died, you know, news. And, you know, I hate this. Whenever you want to look up something, your laptop, your iPhone always takes forever just to come up with a search result. Like, I don't know why it's doing that. But, yeah, somebody died. And, well, I don't know. It's been crazy. Oh, Nipsey Hussle. Sorry. Nipsey Hussle. And they say that their suspect, Eric Holder, arrested in rapper's death. So they think that this guy named Eric Holder is the shooter to Nipsey Hussle. I've never heard of Nipsey Hussle until they announced that he died. I'm not much of a rapper, like a rap follower, but it's, you know, nobody should go out like that in the world being shot on the street. It's a terrible way to go. Actually, speaking of shooting, me and my friend, my bro, we went up to the shooting range. We went up to a shooting range in Salisbury, Massachusetts, which is quite a far drive. Not, I mean, it's not that bad. It's upper north of Massachusetts, not far west, which would be hell. But we went to a shooting range there, and I shot a gun for the first time. I shot a .22 and then an 8mm and then an AK-47, which was pretty rad. And if you had to pick your choice of weapons, I'd say an 8mm because it's easier to handle, easier to aim, and there's not a lot of recoil. Definitely highly recommend if you're going to go use a gun at a shooting range. At a shooting range. Nowhere else. At a shooting range. 8mm, all right? Jesus Christ. Don't accuse me, you know, oh, he told me to go buy a gun. I did not say that. Just said shooting range. All right. My mouth is kind of dry. I'm going to take a drink of water. But while I do that, we're going to play a song for you guys. I think this is the right aux cord. All right. Hey, and if you guys want to call in, the number is 855-915-9636. We could talk about anything you like, mainly entertainment stuff. If you have anything to add for the new movies coming, actually, that'd be really cool. You know, if you want to express your opinions on Avengers Endgame, you know, theories about maybe how Thanos or Captain America might die, or, you know, how everybody will win, whatever. Please, the number 855-915-9636. Again, that's 855-915-9636. You're listening to Rick Okosik. His the song "Keep On Laughing." Enjoy.
Rien qui bouge où je suis. Pas seul.
21st century's yesterday. You can care all you want. Everybody does, yeah, that's okay, yeah. So slide over here and give me a moment. Your moves are so raw. I've got to let you know. I've got to let you know.
Need You Tonight by INXS. I don't know, man. INXS, great. You're listening to the Entertainment Block on 91.5 FM WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Man, you know, it's such a beautiful day. It's crazy because I remember, like, it was raining last week or something. You know, like, we haven't had the best weather, you could say, but it's now starting to get pretty warm. It's pretty nice out. You know, we're starting to get some sun. It's good. I can't wait to start wearing my booty shorts and, you know, strutting around the sidewalks with my booty shorts on. I don't know. I'm your host, Tall the Giant. Anyway, so other stuff. Oh, my God. You know what we saw? You know what just came out today, guys? A teaser trailer for the Joker movie with Joaquin Phoenix. I think I'm pronouncing his first name right. It looks amazing, actually. It looks really, really promising. We've known this has been in the works for a Joker origin solo movie for quite a while. We've seen, you know, pictures, you know, maybe a little clip or two of filming. And here it is, guys, you know, and then we finally got our first teaser trailer for the Joker. I think it's coming around October, November, around the fall, and it looks astonishing. It looks really good. I wonder if they're going to tease Batman a little bit inside that movie, but I don't know. Things are kind of going haywire with Ben Affleck lately, so I don't know. Maybe they might, you know, I don't know. They'll probably have like a silhouette of Batman in like an end credits scene or something. Who knows? But yeah, it looks really good. And speaking of the Joker, I don't watch the show, but I heard it's really good. But Gotham on Fox is ending its series in April, and apparently it's going to show the Joker, you know, like the true origins of the Joker. Like his final form, and Batman as well. And it looks pretty good, actually. Like, that Joker looks a little freaky, to be honest. in the Gotham series, but I don't know. I think maybe I'll give the TV show a watch, but then again, I mean, I'm so lazy today when it comes to watching like new TV shows. Like, I'm just used to watching TV shows I've already watched before. Like, I'm rewatching Game of Thrones again. I've watched Breaking Bad for about 3 times. Mad Men I've watched about 2x. I don't know. I mean, Daredevil I watched 2x. I don't really have the energy to, you know, go into a new show. I'm so just like bored. My friend told me that he recommended a good show for me to watch, Bates Motel. And honestly, I don't know. I don't know if I want to see it or not. I actually saw Psycho in December for the first time, the original, and it was pretty good. So I don't know if my heart can be invested into 5 seasons of Bates Motel. 5 or 6 seasons. Excuse me. Jesus Christ, you can tell I haven't had any like sleep over the past week, which is kind of true. So a little bit about me. I actually work for Amp 103.3 and Mix 104.1 Radio, which are amazing stations. Totally recommend you guys should check them out. And I work on the street team for right now, but I am training to work overnights on the board op, you know, be a board op for overnights. So that means basically what I'm doing right now, but like I have to man the board from like midnight to like 5:30 to 6, you know, around that time. Which is, you know, it's not the easiest thing to ask of people to do, you know, to stay up at midnight all the way till 6 in the morning, but they need people to do it, and that's how you start out, actually, you know, being a DJ. You gotta do the grunt work in the beginning. And that's how you move up in real life. You gotta do the work nobody wants to do in order to move up to the work that, you know, everybody wants to do by the time, you know. You know what I mean. You gotta start in a bad place, and it will help you move up to a good place. You know, there's no such thing as a free lunch or whatever. You know, you can't just start immediately in the right direction. You gotta work your way up to it. Unless, you know, you have like a celebrity name behind you with, I don't know, SAT scores. You know what I'm talking about? Getting into college. You know, bribing the SATs. You know, can't believe it. But yeah, I don't have that recognition, so I actually had to study for SATs, so boo-hoo. But yeah, you know, you gotta do the grunt work before you actually get to do the fun work. You know what I mean? So that's what I'm doing. I'm doing overnights, and it's really been messing with my sleep schedule. I have not been able to get like a good sleep for quite a while. Taking melatonins once in a while, you know, to help, but like I'm working, going to school, doing the overnights, and, you know, just altogether exhausting. And I'm trying to keep up with, you know, my entertainment stuff, you know? I go on Reddit, go on Twitter, go on YouTube, and, you know, I'm trying to make sure, you know, I'm keeping up with what's going on in the entertainment field. I mean, that's the field I kind of want to go, radio, TV, PR. That's where I'm heading in the future, hopefully. I just went to career services today because I wasn't sure. Like, where am I going to go? What direction am I heading? You know, I've interned at a firm, at a PR firm, at a TV station. I'm doing radio. And, like, I have 3 different aspects of communications, of media. And I don't really know where to go now, you know? So they gave me a few, you know, pieces of advice. Oh, this and that, do this and that, blah, blah, blah. I'm not going to give you everything that they said, but it did open my mind. And you know what? It's interesting. The lady told me that almost maybe 80 to 90% of the people in my position, like in my year, I'm a senior second semester, so I'm graduating this semester. She said that almost 80 to 90% of senior second semester don't have as much of a resume that I do. You know, 2 internships and several jobs regarding my field. So it's pretty impressive. So, you know, I'm not bragging or anything. Hey, but I'm pretty impressive, you know. Somebody said it, so I'm not bragging about myself. It was just said. Oh God, you know what I'm really excited for though? Annabelle coming home. Annabelle 3. If you guys saw that trailer, I've actually seen it quite a lot lately because it's really funny because it looks really bad. It looks terrible. But I am going to go see it. I'm a sucker for horror films like that. You know, Annabelle, The Nun, The Conjuring. I love those type of films. They're so funny. Sometimes they're so funny. I actually was quite scared of the first Annabelle film. I saw it in theaters. It was like my very first horror film I saw in theaters. And it just scared the bejesus out of me. You know, like I covered my eyes with my hands and somebody in the back called me like, can I say it on radio? I don't know if I can say it, but you know, it's another word for cat. And I felt ashamed after that, you know, after that experience. So I decided to watch more horror movies on my free time. And then I got interested in the genre. So like I've seen almost every slasher movie, every demon possessing movie. I haven't seen The Omen. I need to see that. But I love the genre. Horror is such a wonderful genre. Because it doesn't have to follow like rules, you know, it can just do whatever it wants. Oh, I can kill him, I can kill her, nobody's stopping me. Oh, I could magically transport, you know, into this place because I'm a supernatural, I break the laws of physics, you know, of reality. That's what I love about horror. It's like free writing, you know. You can do anything you want with it. If you actually like horror, tell me your favorite horror movie. You can call 855-915-9636. My favorite horror movie is probably Aliens by James Cameron. It's more of an action sci-fi movie, but like I honestly think that's the best movie ever made for horror. It just has a great story, just great. I mean, I can also say that Halloween was really good. Not Halloween. Halloween is good, but I mean Texas Chainsaw Massacre, 1974. That's a very good horror movie. If you want to get scared, that actually is probably the only movie that probably got me a little bit was around the end, the chase scene. But if you guys have a movie you want to share with me, 855-915-9636. Okay, we're going to play some music right now, and then we'll come back. We got a half an hour left of the show, so that's pretty fun. Oh, God, I have a lot of songs here, but I don't know what to pick. Give me a second. See, this is the problem with me. I make a playlist and then I don't even like look at. I don't even make a playlist actually. I just go to my songs and then I just select which looks good to me. All right, but I did find one. Year Zero by Moon Taxi. Enjoy.
Crashing
the Entertainment Block. I'm your host, Tall the Giant. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO of Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Let me be frank with you guys. I do not like the Lady Gaga Bradley Cooper song Shallows because it's played almost on every station I listen to. And it's getting to the point where I hate it. It's not a bad song. It's not a bad song at all, but it's overplayed and I can't stand it anymore. That's how I felt with Drake with his God's Plan. Heard it everywhere on the radio, even on stations that weren't supposed to be playing music like that. You know, that's not their forte. Like a rock station, I even heard it on. And I cannot stand it. Just can't stand. I don't know why when a song comes out, it's overplayed a ton. You know? This is why, like, I love Magic 106.7, because that station just plays all types of variety music, not even just, like, you'll never be able to hear the same song again, probably, on that station until, like, a week later. But, like, I just love that type of format, and this radio has the exact same format. You listen to different types of music on college radios. You don't have to listen to the same music you hear on, you know, commercial radios. Which is, you know, a benefit because, you know, there's so much music out there. And wouldn't you want to be exposed to different types of music than just the same music, you know, in Top 40? Ariana Grande, Lady Gaga, Katy Perry, if she has a song right now, I don't know. I mean, like, you got to expand your music tastes. I'm a musician. You know how much music I've listened to in my life that's far beyond other people have probably listened to? A lot. And it scares me sometimes. I don't know, man. It's crazy. Crazy times. Anyway, so I was looking up online for, like, entertainment news. And honestly, there's nothing really much except the Nipsey Hussle and Lori Loughlin for that SAT cheating. I mean, those are really just the main stuff going on around the entertainment side of news today. Upsetting. I don't know. I mean, April, man. April's the month where so much is happening. Oh, you know what's really... You know what I'm really excited for next month? I really can't wait to go see Detective Pikachu. If you guys are going to go see that movie, I highly recommend it. It looks so good. I mean, that's what scares me. It looks good. Because we live today in an era where the trailers make the movie look 10 times as good than it actually is. And then you see the movie, and it's like, wow, that was trash. The trailer misled me to think that it would have been really good. And that's scary thinking. That is scary stuff. That's happened to me a lot. That's how I felt with Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2. That movie was a disappointment. Big disappointment to me. That's how I felt about The Last Jedi. It was a big disappointment to me. Very big disappointment. If we had to rate our Star Wars films, Last Jedi is on the worst film ever. I think it's the worst film ever. Let me tell you, I'm not going to explain everything, but let me explain one thing that really ticked me off, that just really ticked me off, and that was how they treated Luke Skywalker. He got like PTSD after, you know, he almost like killed a student and a student killed everybody else. Come on, man. Obi-Wan dealt with something where he had to fight Anakin, who killed all the younglings and most of the Jedi, and Obi-Wan didn't just, you know, quit. Like, he was watching Luke throughout time, and he was gonna train Luke by the time he got ready. Like, come on, Luke, be like Obi-Wan. Don't be, you know, a loser. Alright, Obi-Wan's the best character in Star Wars, just to let you guys know. So fight me on that. 855-915-9636. Fight me. 855-915-9636. Tell me who your favorite Star Wars character is. It's probably Jar Jar Binks. Called it. Anyway, Last Jedi sucks because why did Luke have to make an apparition of himself to fight Kylo Ren instead of just lifting? You know, he felt... This is how I thought it was going to happen. We saw in a clip that his jet was, like, in the ocean, all right? It was underwater, whatever. And then, you know, I haven't seen the movie for, like, a year, but, you know, throughout, like, the forces and stuff, you know, he's feeling it in the air, whatever. He gets to decide, like, wow, I really need to go help my friends. You know, they are my friends. And, you know, he, in my head, I thought he would lift the ship out of the water, just like Yoda did in the very beginning when he met him. And that would show just how powerful Luke has grown to becoming, you know, the Jedi Master everybody claims he is. And then he would fly to the battle, and then he would save them at that very last second and actually have a real lightsaber battle with his green lightsaber, thank you very much. I don't know why it was blue. He's supposed to have green. And, I mean, if he wanted to die, yeah, I guess. But, like, I don't know. The way he died was also kind of lame. I mean, oh, he killed my ghost apparition, and now I don't have enough energy, and now I'll just, like, disappear like Obi-Wan did. What a bunch of BS, bro. What a bunch of BS. I'm sorry. And there's a lot more to this movie that I really hate. Like, what the hell is up with Rose and Finn and Rey now? I mean, with that triangle love, I don't care. All right, get Rose. I hope they kill Rose in this new movie. I don't even know if I want to go see the new movie, honestly. I'm just that disappointed in the Star Wars franchise. The seventh film was great for me. I liked the seventh film. And then the eighth film just trashed it. Eighth film just trashed the series. It's a shame. It's a real shame. But we'll see what will happen in the ninth film. Maybe the trailer will make it look pretty good. But time will tell. Who knows? Last Jedi sucks. I would prefer to watch the prequels than The Last Jedi. Actually, I don't even mind the prequels. I think the prequels aren't that bad. I mean, if you can just get past Anakin's acting, you know, the actor's acting for Anakin, then they're not bad. You know, they're not really that bad. The CGI is actually pretty well done for 2000s, you know, it's pretty held up for today. Even like Lord of the Rings CGI is a lot better than CGI I've seen for today's movies. So like, I don't know what happened with CGI today, but I think it's going downhill. Like, you could tell it looks like CGI. That's how bad it looks. It's a shame. It's a real gosh darn shame. Well, we got about around 15 minutes left of the show. I'm going to play another song, and then we will come right back, all right? What is this song? White Room by Cream. Please enjoy.
Where the sun never shines.
White Room by Cream. That's a pretty good song. Hey, you know what? Another movie I saw this week was The Dirt on Netflix about Motley Crue. Definitely highly recommend it to check it out. This is their one of their songs, Home Sweet Home. Very good song. Motley Crue, please enjoy.
You know I'm a dreamer, but my heart's a gold. I had a run.
By Motley Crue. What a beautiful song. Honestly, after watching that movie, I have a lot of respect for Motley Crue, and I don't have respect to the people that trashed the movie, because you know what? That movie was great. That was great. I actually thought it might have been a little bit better than Bohemian Rhapsody, but you know what? I think they're both equally good. But how dare the critics today, you know, they don't even know what they're talking about. They just see a film and think, oh, well, it wasn't as good as, you know, this other, you know, good film that I saw. So, you know, just can give it, you know, one out of five. You know, yeah, you know what? You guys, stop it. I'm tired of hearing those crap reviews. You don't know what you're talking about. Trust the fans. Trust the fans on this one, guys. You know what? You should always trust fans. Because, they're not getting paid to tell you if the movie is good or not, all right? Like, and they follow, and if like a comic book movie comes out or something, and the fans, they know a lot about that universe. You know, they know a lot about the movie beforehand, seeing it. You know, maybe they read the comics, maybe they read, you know, maybe stories related to it or whatever. Trust the fans, not the critics, all right? The critics are BS. That's all I got to say about that. Before I get going, I got to do a PSA. So don't drink and drive, guys. This is a very sad story. 26-year-old Olivia Culbreth broke down in tears as she was sentenced to 30 years to life in prison for her wrong-way drunk driving crash that left 6 people dead. 6 people. Oh, my God. Including her own sister and 3 generations of a family in another vehicle. That's terrible. Absolutely terrible. I'm going to punish myself for the rest of my life, she sobbed to the judge. I want people to know I would die a million times over. I was so wrong, and I take full responsibility. Everyone in both vehicles, except for Culbreth, was killed in the horrific drunk driving collision, which catapulted wreckage across several lanes and reduced the SUV in Culbreth's car to disembodied wheels, axles, and twisted pieces of metal. The fun's over when you drink alcohol and then decide to drive. Quite possibly forever. A public service message from WMFO and Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. That is very sad. I actually once... I don't know. I was with a girl who told me that she was in a similar accident like that in Portugal, I think. Terrible. And left her blind in one eye. Absolutely terrible. Don't drink and drive, guys. Are you guys idiots? If you're going to drink and drive, are you morons? Don't do it! I don't know what's wrong with our society, man. Just, it's common sense. Don't freaking drink and drive, bro. It's not good for you. Maybe you can have a beer, wait 15 minutes, and then drive, all right? Wait 15, 10 minutes. I mean, just one beer won't kill you. But don't, you know, take 10 beers and then start driving. Get an Uber. Oh, hear that? That's the train. 2:55 is the time. Thank you guys so much for listening to the show for today. It's done. Thank you guys for listening to the show for today. It was really good. I had a good time. I will be back in 2 weeks. And I will have, hopefully, some new entertainment stuff will come out. What's in 2 weeks? Hold on. Let me just see what the date is. The 17th. Hey! Be quiet. Jesus, I'm sorry, the commuter rail sometimes. The 17th. So that means I'll be talking to you guys about Game of Thrones next time I'm on. You better get your Game of Thrones hats on, guys, because I love Game of Thrones, and you'll love it too once I start talking about it, all right? All right, I'm Tall the Giant. You're listening to the Entertainment Block on 91.5.
This message is for all of you sitting
on 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Tufts, Freeform Radio. Have a great rest of your Wednesday. Enjoy.
Along in a 3-ton hunk of steel. Freaky, right? Well, why not just ask them to stop? Or better yet, volunteer to text for them. It might be a little awkward, but believe me, you'll live.
Learn more at stoptextstoprex.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
porcelain, touched by